The US President Joe Biden has said his country will send Ukraine more advanced rocket systems to help it defend itself. The weapons, which have long been requested by President Zelensky, are to help it strike Russian forces more precisely from a longer distance. Writing in the New York Times, President Biden said lethal aid would strengthen Kyiv's negotiating position against Russia, making a diplomatic solution more likely. Well, these weapons are expected to be used in the eastern Donbass region, where the fighting is most intense. The governor of Luhansk said that one of the last holdouts, the city of Severodonetsk, is now mostly under Moscow's control. It's 98 days since Russia invaded Ukraine. We are joined now by Channel 4 news correspondent Porrick O'Brien. Porrick, where are you?
So we're in Donbass, Audrey. We're about 10 miles or so from that sort of kinetic front line that you spoke about at the moment.
And you have been spending time with Ukrainian soldiers, Ukrainian men and women who are, it seems from what they're saying to you, they believe that they are defending the rest of Europe against Russia.
Yeah, we had a really interesting 3 days just gone. We spent hours and hours with a particular platoon who are just north of where we are, very, very close to the front line. It's a group of volunteer soldiers. It's a very eclectic bunch of people. We spoke to, for example, a married couple who had been lawyers in Kyiv. The wife in the couple, Oksana, is a sniper. The husband is a grenade launcher operator. We also spoke to an ex-Chacho TV host, and strangely, their commander was actually Russian. He'd been involved in the opposition in Russia and decided that coming to Ukraine to fight was like the ultimate act of opposition. But one of the things that those soldiers and all the soldiers of every rank that we've been talking to, there's this chorus from them to the United States: please give us these precision-guided, long-term, long-range artillery weapons. Honestly, if I had a pound for every time I heard that from a Ukrainian soldier, I could buy one of these systems myself. But the key thing here is this, is that Joe Biden has laid out the sort of parameters of American engagement with Ukraine in that op-ed piece in the New York Times. So we've had some sort of slightly off message, off the cuff comments from Joe Biden, but this is a very clear delineation of their involvement. And it centers around that, yes, they are going to send this particular type of long-range artillery weaponry to Ukraine. Now, I'm no weaponry expert, but I gather what is important about these particular types of kit is that they are A, precision guided. They have the types of missiles that the Americans are giving with the system give them a range of some 50 miles. The range is really important because longer than that, there was a certain nervousness in Washington that anything beyond that could be used perhaps to strike into the Russia mainland and spark some sort of bigger war. So that's very important. But time and time again, Ukrainian soldiers have told us that this type of kit is a real game changer in this war.
Porrick, I wonder what you think. 98 days since Russia invaded Ukraine. And I think the longer that this goes on, and if we're able to take a step back, if that's possible, it really appears at this point that this is a battle between two systems, one representing totalitarianism and one representing that degree of freedom to choose your own future.
Well, that certainly is the perspective that we're hearing from soldiers on the ground, as well as, you know, the logistics and as well as the type of kit and the tactics. One of the things the Ukrainians believe that will ultimately give them the upper hand here is the secret weapon of their motivation. And the soldiers we're talking to, you know, we've spent lots of time with them. And yes, they, you know, they complain about rations and disorganization and all the kinds of things that soldiers complain about. But when you drill into the conversation and you drill into their motivation, they genuinely have a sense that they are, you know, defending the gates of not only Ukraine, but Europe, and not only territorially, but in terms of something much more existential. They see themselves as sort of on the vanguard of a clash of civilizations, on the vanguard, like, of a culture war in the purest sense. And I was really struck, particularly the day before yesterday when we were with that platoon, how well that was articulated, you know what I mean, from taxi drivers to electricians to the lawyers to the commanders, a very, very visceral sense that this was, you know, an existential battle that they were on the front line of, not just in kind of muddy trenches, but they were fighting a much more philosophical war almost as well.
Pádraic, great to talk to you. Stay safe, and thanks a million for taking our call this morning. Pádraic O'Brien, Channel 4 news correspondent, reporting live for us from the Donbass region.